couldn't be prouder. These are fun, man. These are really, really fun. And it never gets old. I couldn't be prouder of a locker room. Probably never been through a year like this one. Well, I never have. Just so many different things. And you don't withstand that if you don't have character. You don't withstand that if you don't have substance. Yeah, you got to have really good players. But I thought our, you know, weird day. You know, it was a weird, weird day. You know, I'm laying in my recliner, you know, kind of got 15, 20 minutes, you know, just eyes closed. I looked, Nebraska's up or down 10. I said, yeah, let me kind of, I never watch a game on TV. So I kind of flipped to my phone and all of a sudden they're up one and now the old heart starts racing and you know, I sure wasn't ever going to turn the dadgum thing on TV because it would, but, you know, it's a crazy game. It's the best league in the country because of that. And then we get a team that's 1-8 of 9, has one of the best players in the country. You know, fall down 15. You know, we're short Jacob Grandison, who's been instrumental for us all year. You guys know I have more confidence in Jake than anybody. But insert Coleman Hawkins, 37 minutes, 11 rebounds. I told him before the game he had to have 12 for us to win. Big three. You know, and it, the end of the first half was the biggest stretch, going on a 9-0 run to get it where it was manageable. We told our team for 2 days, their team of runs, you know, they had the 21-2 run in the game in Iowa City. So we withstood it, and Plummer made a big basket at the half, and we our defense finally settled in. But it took everyone, and, you know, 5 years ago, you know, I was wondering if we'd ever get out of the Wednesday game. And, you know, we weren't even close. And then for Trent and DeMonte to go out this way is, and this is why I do this, is for to see guys that, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I mean, just have all the success, stay with it, grind through it. Really happy for those guys. And, but I'm happy for Champaign-Urbana. I'm happy for the state of Illinois. It's been a long time coming. It's a great program. And, I'm very privileged to be the head basketball coach here. So, now we got to go, you know, enjoy this one a little bit and get ready for Friday.
Jeremy,
you said you want to bring more banners and trophies here, but to get this Big Ten regular season championship, given last year, given what this program was 5 years ago, what's it mean to actually get a share of the Big Ten title for your program?
A lot. It's the best league in the country. I think last year was the number one rated league in the history of college basketball, and we won 16 games. And to follow that up, losing a first-team All-American, a guy who's arguably one of the best rookies in the NBA, in Io DeSumo, you know, to lose, you know, Georgie, to lose Ace, and to be able and then a whole staff. I couldn't be prouder of my staff. I'm ecstatic with this group of guys. It's really hard, and the old staff was fantastic. They're a big part of this, but it's really hard to have chemistry right, and to be able to bring guys in. They don't know me like that on the court. And they don't know what our program's about. And for that to happen, you know, synergy is important. And we lost a lot. But Trent Frazier, DeMonte Williams deserve all of the credit for keeping that locker room right. And Kofi. And so it means a lot. It means a lot. You know, that'll be one that I'm pretty proud of. I lived the fight every day.
Way back in the right.
Brad, for Trent and DeMonte's first game to be the Eastern Illinois game and their last game to be that, what does it say about how far they've brought the program in their time here?
I don't know if you can go any further. I mean, we were about as bad as you could be in one way. And, you know, you become a Big Ten champion in the best league in the country, you know, and do it a couple years. man, that's about as big a spectrum and as wide a gap as you can possibly get, because we were a really bad basketball team that night in Charleston.
Coach, can you comment on a couple of defensive performances that seemed to change the game in the second half? Andre Curbelo and Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah, you know, Dre's such an elite defender. You know, and we had him on a couple of different matchups. They hurt us with Perkins has been tremendous and hurt us with his size and physicality. He was on the offensive glass, and then Coleman's just, you know, Coleman's got a chance to be one of the elite defenders in the country. And his length, I thought, bothered Keegan. 7 of 22. Yeah, he got 22 points, but he took 22 shots. Feel pretty good about that. And he did a great job on him in the first game. But, you know, I think the other one, Doug, is Kofi guarding Chris. And, you know, he did a really good job on Murray and on Chris. And it was a matchup problem in the first go around. And I thought he did a nice job. But after we got out of the first half, you know, and made that little comeback, I felt like our defense had some teeth after that.
Back in the far right again.
After the past 5 years with all the ups and downs you've had, having this be the last game with Trent and DeMonte, just is this one of the most special parts of your job or your career?
That's why I do it. That's why we do it. You know, they come in as little boys, and I mean that. And, you know, they call it boys basketball in high school. Now it's men's basketball. And to see them grow and to see them go through all the struggles and the trials and tribulations, not just on the court, but off the court. It's why you do it. And you know, those are two guys that are going to be really, really successful because of all the stuff they went through here. They're going to be really successful in whatever their endeavors take them. But meantime, I'd like about 9 more games with them.
Derek?
Knowing what was at stake and what the opportunity presented with Nebraska winning, how did you approach that with your guys, and how did they handle that?
Never said a word. They knew. I mean, if I got to say something, then we're, you know, that was the first 2 years. The first 2 years, I had to spell everything out. You know, they knew what was in. They knew what was there, and they were texting me, so it was more about dealing with the emotion of. I was more worried about the emotion of senior. Having senior night and trying to get through that and get them re-energized and going and senior days are tough.
Right here on the right.
Coach, much closer rebounding margin in this game than the one a few months ago. What growth have you seen from Iowa in that category in this game? And maybe just what have you seen from them, especially over the last month or so?
Well, defensively, right now they've got the best DER in the league since they put Perkins, I think, in the lineup. And, you know, that's an 8-9 game stretch. They're one of the teams that has a unique capability to play two different ways. And they can play really small and spread you out and drive you. And the Twins are elite at it. You know, it helped Jordan today because, you know, we felt like if Jordan and Keegan both got going, it was going to be a hard night. But you know, Rebraca was gives them a post presence and some size. So, but they're playing very, very hard. They're playing as hard as anybody we've played, and their lineup change helped them, in my opinion.
Dan,
Brad, you had some potential program pieces in the building tonight, watching the game. What does not only the championship in the big picture, but the moment itself, the court storming and all that stuff, what does that do for perception of the program and in terms of recruiting? How does that help?
Well, if they didn't enjoy that and then go someplace else and we're going to kick their ass. If you didn't get to have a moment and enjoy that. So why we, you know, guys like Kofi and Trent and all those, that's why they, you know, we sell that. We sell winning championships and we sell the opportunity to be in the best league in the country, to play in front of our fans, and to be in games like this. Now, they're gonna get elevated, you know, here in the next, you know, month. But that's why we're here. And that's why each one of these guys are here and they enhance you know, they grow as people being in those games. And yet for those young guys that were all here today to watch us and watch that and to, you know, watch Kofi and now to have the state tournament back here in this building where that just happened. Oh, that's pretty cool. And, you know, I'm ecstatic. There's so many people to thank for the state tournament, but it belongs here. And, you know, they can envision moments like they just saw tonight.
Julie. Brad, when you replay that scene after the game, whatever point you do, what moments, what snapshots will stand out to you?
Well, Josh about broke my neck with the hug, and it was really hot. Here's the beauty of all that. I've been blessed in my career to be a part of. It encompasses so many people. And college athletics is the greatest, single greatest sport because it creates memories that last a lifetime. And everybody that was on that court tonight that was a student will remember that moment for the rest of their life. And we all will because we were participants, but they were there. They were a part of it. And to me, that's what this is all about. And it's our community. It's our university. It's our state. And, you know, it's a great group of guys who they actually got to see and touch you know, maybe they do that already at one of the establishments on Green Street, but they get to enjoy that moment and share it with them. And to me, that's what this thing's all about.
Alex. Brad, when you think back 5 years ago to Josh first calling you and seeing your interest in this job, call it your dream job to win a Big Ten championship here, just through this entire process, did you ever think that it wouldn't happen?
That's really easy. And I think the one thing you guys, maybe you guys don't know me yet, but there's not one second I ever thought that it would not happen. Is that me? I don't think that way. I don't look backwards. I self-evaluate all the time, but I have, do I need some help?
Switch mic.
That work? So I don't ever think that way. And, you know, Kofi knows, you know, that losing's not acceptable. I've said that a bunch. Winning's darn hard. But losing is not acceptable. And I've never thought for a second that we wouldn't get it done. It's too good a job. And we had too many things with great synergy that were working the right way. The State Farm Center being redone and raising money for Ubbin. And you know, the hardest thing was just actually starting to win. So we became somewhat sexy with recruits. But I don't ever doubt that. I don't ever doubt that. I try to surround myself with good people and they're positive and we work and, you know, that's been a big part of it.
Coleman's missed dunk maybe had the potential to be a bad moment. How did he stay locked in over the next couple minutes and, you know, keep playing at the level that he was at?
Yeah, I hope that's growth and maturity. And, you know, son of a gun needs some hops, man. I mean, I don't know how you missed that, but he made the right play and just one of those deals, and he's mature, he's growth, and you know, I'm not sure he would have reacted that way 6 games into this season.
Brad, it seems important to you that you got somebody with Illinois in their blood, like Chester Frazier. He was a freshman when the 17-year drought happened. Like, he was obviously very emotional after winning one. What's it meant to have him on your staff, and how do you feel like he's impacted? Well, having Illinois in his...
Yeah, he's orange and blue now. I mean, you know, the first day I called him, I mean, he's telling me about the golf team and what they shot and, you know, the regional tournament. And I mean, he follows it all. And that young guy is not just because he came to Illinois, but because he's really good at his job. And I followed him for 10 years and his personality, he's a great family man. His personality fit me. But no one has more sweat equity than him. You know, I mean, he gets out there sometimes and plays with our guys and scout team. And, you know, he's got just as much pride doing that now as he did you know, when he played. So yeah, that was an easy hire.
Brad, I'm going to actually ask about the game. In the first half, it seemed like your defense wasn't as good. What led to those like kind of defensive breakdown? Was it too much energy, emotion, or was it just mistakes?
No. Do you see where our pickup point was? Our pickup point, what I mean by that, I mean, Toussaint had a huge impact in the game during that stretch. And I mean, you know, one of the great challenges of playing basketball in space is you're in the corners. A lot of times it's our really good shooters and it's guards. And Keegan leaks out a little bit and he rim runs. And then you've got to get those guys got to run a full 94 feet. Well, Toussaint, they were getting the ball out of that. They'd practice it. They do a great job. It's one of Iowa's deals. And they sprint the ball down the court. And all of a sudden, Toussaint's at the Big Ten logo. And they were living in the paint. And so it was forcing help. And Kofi'd come over to try to support. And then there was an offensive rebound. And, you know, if they did miss. So it was just a matter of getting back in transition. It was a matter of getting the ball stopped earlier. And, oh, that's so pretty. I kick my wife out of bed tonight and sleep with that thing. But it will be that was a big part of it. And I think, you know, once we made them play in half court, I felt pretty solid. But, you know, they're averaging 88 a game for a reason. They're not doing that just against us. They're doing that against a lot of people.
Coach, you look at the box score. It's another double-double for Kofi. Do you think
about time?
Do you think that gets taken for granted at all sometimes? And with the postseason award season coming up, what's the case for him for Big Ten national player?
It should be in all of those. It should win all of those. Now, he went into a four-game funk where, I mean, hell, Doug, you got more rebounds the last three games than he did. So,
right?
Shit. I mean, but yeah, it's nice to see him back with double doubles. Do we take him for granted? No. And but he's a difference maker, and he's that on both ends. When Kofi plays with that elite energy, like he did today, Kofi's the most dominant player in college basketball, and that's the truth.
Brad, many people say the Big Ten is also the best conference for coaches. As a guy from the Florida junior colleges, 10 years in Macomb, what's it mean to be up there? Did you ever think you'd be up there as Big Ten champion cutting down nets?
Jim, I don't know if I ever look at it that way. I coach the game for the game. And you know what? Winning at Daytona Beach was really a good feeling too. And you just do it in front of a lot more. I coach because I love guys and the interaction and scheming and putting it together. And I don't mean to sound trivial, but gosh darn, winning's hard wherever you're at. And I've been really fortunate. Believe in what we do. And but this one means something, you know, because it was I know where it was. And this one's got a little different feel because this one's something that, you know, as much as I wanted to win those first couple years, you know, it was not happening. So, but
I'm not. No fault, Coach.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying, am I?
Mm-mm, not at all.
So, but yeah, this is special.
I think with about a minute left, a bunch of the fans started piling up near the exits about to storm the court. Did you notice that? And just what does that mean to see all the fans so excited about the program, given where it was when you first arrived?
I did not notice. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's fun. That is, to me, a good court storm for a celebration. Gosh darn, man. I mean, that's It's what this thing's about, man. Our guys got to enjoy that with a lot of students and a lot of people. And to me, that's, man, that's fun. I'm gonna go dry off.
I'm soaked. Great job, boys.